to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Let me ask you a question, just between you and me, and all of y'all. When you think of somebody being under psychiatric care, let's just say, oh, I heard that Bob was undergoing psychiatric care. When you hear somebody say that, what are your thoughts? What thoughts come to mind? Do they think, oh, man, isn't that great? He's getting to talk to a doctor about his problems, and he's getting some nutritional counseling, and he's undergoing detox therapy for heavy metals, and they're giving him more omega-3 essential fatty acids, because that's definitely not what I think about when I hear somebody's under psychiatric care. What do I think? Oh, he's on meds. He's on Prozac. He's on Paxil. He's on Zoloft. She's on Ritalin. They're snorting something that's approved by the FDA. Could it be that this ex-Navy shooter, alleged, I guess is that he's gone now, Aaron Alexis was also being treated with psychiatric drugs while he was under psychiatric care at the VA. What else do they do? Joining me now this hour to talk about this and update me on it, because I've been out of town, it's my good friend, investigative journalist, John Rappaport. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, my friend, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Robert. Always good to be here.
So is it you, do you and me both, we don't think about nutrition when we hear somebody's under psychiatric care, or am I just lost on this one?
No. You know, this is that would be an occasion for saying, man, it's too bad. Let's see if we can do something about this, because we know what the drugs do. Under psychiatric care always, always means drugs, and they're toxic, and they cause major changes in behavior, and they're really deadly. You know, it's chemical warfare, as I mentioned in an article recently. So now that we've discovered, and I'm just reading Mike Adams' article right here in front of me now, the Associated Press has said that indeed Aaron Alexis was under psychiatric care, treated for mental health issues, means drugs. Host of serious mental issues, this is what the AP is saying, including paranoia and a sleep disorder, voices in his head, treated since August by the Veterans Administration for mental problems, etc. So this is what we're dealing with here. This is a guy who, the way it looks is, he started treatment in August. He was already having some serious problems. And maybe he was treated, in fact, it looks to me like he was treated before by another psychiatrist who drugged him. So sometimes when people start these drugs, like the antidepressants, Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, etc., the so-called SSRIs, what happens is they immediately have a tremendous effect, negative effect on the brain, and this causes them to do something that is way beyond anything they would ordinarily do. And it looks to me like this is exactly what's happened here, because this guy was set to start work at the Navy Yard. I mean, despite his problems in the past and misconduct in the service and so forth, he still had his clearance, security clearance, and from one press report that I read, he was about to start work at the Navy Yard. And instead of starting work, he goes in there and shoots all kinds of people. Well, this is exactly what you could predict from somebody who has just been put on a new drug and has a just a, you know, otherworldly reaction. All of a sudden, reality looks completely different, and he does something like this.
Is it even a question as to why the mainstream news reporters out there, not once have I seen, and I've been trying to catch up on the coverage, when they acknowledge even the psychiatric care, not once have I heard any of them utter the word drugs. Not once.
No, it's no accident, because this is the slippery slope for them. Once they mention that, then the next step is, well, what drugs? And what are the effects of these drugs? And I'm not talking about just some wacko hypothesis, but I'm talking about studies, published studies, data, all sorts of media reports of other shooters who have been on these drugs. Once you start down that slope, there's no stopping. So the gatekeepers are right there. First of all, they would prefer if none of these stories included the fact that the shooter was under the care of a psychiatrist. But if that has to come out, then they put up as many walls as possible to avoid mentioning the word drugs, because then, you know, then the story's out of control. There's no turning back, and it's all going to be exposed.
Sure.
And if, for example, he was on, let's say, Paxil, and, you know, that's the reaction that he had to Paxil, then the reporters will not be able to stay away, the media outlets will not be able to stay away, and the story will emerge, oh, yeah, well, here's information on Paxil. Here's information upon what it can do. Here's a shooter that, you know, shot up a school that was on Paxil, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. This is a very dangerous story for big media to cover, because it's so obvious to many people that there are psychiatric drugs involved in this, that I think they would probably almost rather have them read about conspiracies to deflect from this, that it can kind of distract them. They might even plant the seeds of, there are weird things and anomalies. We want you to chase that rabbit hole. Look, a squirrel over there. But don't mention the drugs, because then the game is over.
That's right. Yep. They would, you know, encourage all sorts of thinking about this crime that could be labeled wacko conspiracy theory and anything but mention the drugs. They've got to stay out of that territory. We'll see what happens here, but we know, for example, in the Sandy Hook murders, that it was revealed that Adam Lanza most certainly was under the care of a doctor, psychiatrist, but there the drugs were never brought out into the open. And the same thing could very well happen here.
Well, we get Jared Lee Loughner out there in what, Arizona?
That's right.
You know, the Aurora thing, James Holmes. I mean, all of these things implicating psychiatric care, which indicates by definition today, this is not talk therapy anymore. This is not grandpa's psychiatric talk treatment. It's all drugs. And you keep connecting every one of these shootings, and you'll find some evidence of some form of psychotropic drugging, however approved by the Fear and Death Administration.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get. So, you know, the SSRI antidepressants, which are often used for so-called PTSD and any number of other symptoms, create a scrambling effect in neurotransmitters in the brain, unpredictable. They also create a grandiose manic effect, like speed, where the person feels that they can do no wrong and they can start making plans for grandiose destruction. They can induce suicide. They can induce murder. They can push people over the edge into a completely hallucinatory view of reality, where it seems that the only action that they ought to take is to kill people.
Mm.
I mean, documented time and time and time and time again.
Where is the news report calling for an increase in the ingestion of omega-3 essential fatty acids? I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, Where is the mainstream media coverage of, hey, wait a minute, Obama said after Sandy Hook that he was going to make sure that new mental health community centers opened all across America so that we could, quote, stop this kind of thing from happening before it happened. Well, that means more psychiatrists, more drugs, more murders, more suicides. So where is that connection being made? In other words, if you follow this thing logically down from the top, what you get to is that Obama's action guarantees more murders, more of these incidents, if you hook up everything all the way in a very simple fashion that any idiot could understand. So the major media has the job of keeping the dots unconnected. No, 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 no. We don't want to make that connection here. And no, you can't make that connection. And he didn't mean that. And that's not the way, you know, all of the excuses that are futile. So that's what the major media are for, is to keep the dots unconnected.
Well, keep the official stories rolling. And if for every one person that might say, hey, that psychiatric drug helped me or my daughter or my sister, how many others does it not help? Because it's not we medicine, it's me medicine ultimately. It's how it impacts you individually. And as John mentioned, I'll just say it this way, it removes in many people the governor of their behavior. So that even if they're a little depressed and would think bad thoughts, suddenly now the actions become open wide. And that the not just the thoughts, but the actual activity comes out, homicidal, suicidal, etc. Now, we've got a break coming up here momentarily, John. I want to have you on for another segment. And if you can get into some of the unanswered questions, it may go into the realm of there's some weirdness about this beyond just the fact that they're not mentioning psychiatric drugs, beyond the fact that they're never going to mention nutrition and heavy metals and other things that relate to the things that set this stuff up. We need to find out what is it that they're not covering, the questions that we want answered. And John Rappaport, my good friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com, we've got him linked up. In fact, the articles we post have links directly to it as well. You can sign up for his email alerts there. Stand by, lots more healing to go, where we answer the questions and we ask the questions that they cannot ask. And if they answered them, they would get big, bad bruises as they got kicked out of the media doors that they're in. But we don't want in. We welcome you over here, where the water's warm, there's no fluoride in it, and we got lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on naturalnewsradio.com, Monday through Friday, as well as GCN, and heard around the world on UK Health Radio, Digital Radio 103 in Australia. We're glad to have you on board. Say thanks to our sponsors, please. That's all we ask. And, of course, John Rappaport, my good friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com. We're talking about what went on in the Naval Shipyard, the shooting, questioning the psychiatric treatment, which means drugs, no mention of it in the old media. But what have we left on the table there that you've written about? We've got articles posted here and at your site about the anomalies, the PSYOP. What are they looking to get out of it now that it's occurred? And maybe you can fill us in.
Okay, I'll try to boil this down. It's all under the heading of, hold on a second, are we going to accept the official story of what actually happened at the Naval Yard at all, or do we think maybe something else occurred? For example, just like in Sandy Hook, we had a couple of other shooters. What happened to them? One supposedly not involved. They released him. What about the other? This is always troublesome because it seems to indicate that there was collaboration, or maybe the guy they said was the shooter wasn't the shooter and it was somebody else, and the guy who always turns up dead is the patsy. The second thing is, and it's a somewhat overlooked article in USA Today from a federal law enforcement source, that when Aaron Alexis went to the Naval Yard that morning, he passed through the security checkpoint in his car, that's the first checkpoint, pulled into the parking lot, got into a couple of altercations in the parking lot, shot off his gun, apparently hit one or two people. Then he was able to get into the building. Well, how does that work? I mean, if this is any kind of security facility at all, as soon as the shooting starts in the parking lot, all the security is called in the building. The checkpoint, there's another checkpoint to get into the building. That is suddenly beefed up. Guys have their guns out, they're outside, they're not going to let anybody with a gun into the building, and yet somehow he manages to get into the building with a shotgun. And they're talking about, well, he might have had somebody else's ID. No, wait a minute. If this shooting took place in the parking lot before whatever happened in the building happened, there's no way that this guy's getting into the building. So this has to be examined. This is a whole strain of the story that's just being swallowed by the media and the public, and it opens up some very serious questions where we would be extremely suspicious.
Well, in particular,
say, wait a minute.
The loan,
don't know if we want to accept this.
John, the lone gunman theory, which always seems to come back again for each episode here, going back to Oklahoma City, and you wrote a book about that bombing. Now they got a guy that's winning in court to get, let's say, some videotapes revealed or released, maybe, about the fact that there were FBI reports that there was more than one person in the so-called bomb van that they pulled up in front of the Murrow Building.
You bet. Then we've got Aurora, where we had two witnesses at least who said that there was another shooter or more shooters in the theater. And then, of course, in Sandy Hook, other shooters. And now here we go with this at the Naval Yard, and there are other instances as well. So this is what would lead me to be very suspicious of the scenario altogether and to say, okay, PSYOP, some kind of operation. We have to consider this as a strong possibility, and if so, the motives are obvious. Taking the guns away, you know, the Feinstein approach after every one of these incidents. Also, the whole idea of distraction from other major, major events like the war on Syria, like Edward Snowden and the NSA, etc., etc. And then just softening up the public generally, every one of these incidents, to make people passive and to say, we're giving all of our authority to the government and let them decide what happened and what to do about it. It's too weird out there. We don't want to have anything to do with it. We'll stay home. You do what you want to do, and we'll take the consequences.
Hmm. Well, these are the things we're going to continue to follow and keep checking out robertscottbell.com. We've got John's updates there, as well as his website, nomorefakenews.com, nomorefakenews.com. Of course, Dianne Feinstein is a robot. Can you please call me Senator? No. Okay, robot, Miss Senator Robot. Anything that happens, take the guns away. As you said, it's a programmed response. Whether that is the PSYOP, or there are many levels or layers, and whether it was planned or not, never waste a crisis. We've heard it said. John Rappaport, you are never wasting a moment in getting to the bottom of these things. We appreciate you so very much.
Thanks, Robert. Really enjoyed it.
All right, that's John Rappaport, and we've got lots more healing to go. Do you like it when we bust some of these federal agencies for doing bad deeds? You like the theme song? It's new, and we're going to play it after the break because we busted another agency. But you got to stick around to find out which one it is and what they've done now. You may be surprised.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him.
For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Smutted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
It is a godly pursuit here. It is a spiritual mission. This healing, health, freedom, liberty, all of that stuff. And we did it over the weekend at the Healing Strong Conference. I want to say a shout out to my friends at King Bio, Dr. King. He sent 155 chemo cleanse remedies for free for everybody that attended there. What a nice gesture to help those folks that were suffering and recovering. And thanks as well to the folks at Sovereign Silver. Thanks as well to the One World Whey. That is the non-denatured whey protein that we love here so much. And everybody who tries it goes, dude, I want some more. Give me the chocolate, right? Stevia sweetened, non-denatured. Cool stuff. Also, happy Constitution Day! Wow, what is that?
Yay!
What's the Constitution? What's the Constitution, dude? That doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I mean, listen, we've talked about various holidays around here, and, you know, while I'm still partial to National Raspberry Cake Day.
Yeah, I know you like that.
Constitution Day, you know, I mean, that's kind of an important one, right?
Yeah, shout out to my good friend Michael Badnarik. His his reminder. And, of course, the Constitution, not much in use anymore. We might have to go back to the Declaration of Independence again and remember what that was all about. Also, let's see, I think I screwed up on the robot parts when we went to break. I think I thought Feinstein was the one. Can you say, can you please call me Senator? I worked
that
so
was,
hard.
Right? Yeah, very similar, but that was Barbara Boxer, not Dianne Feinstein.
But the thing is, they are robots, so the body parts are replaceable. So you put one head on another, but it doesn't matter at that level. Okay? So I'm not too worried about it. Now,
interchangeable parts, yes.
Interchangeable body parts. Now, we have been calling out federal agencies for a lot of years for their misdeeds and wrongdoing and their corruption, their transient nature of the people up the higher ups that go right into the agencies and then they move to the industry that they're supposed to be regulating, cushy jobs. And of course, that's just one level of corruption. There are other levels and layers of corruption. And in fact, we've been, you know, really spotlighting this, but we really never had the anchor to really say, hey, these guys are going to be, they're going to be caught. So we're looking at all of this stuff. And we talked about one of these organizations today getting all up in arms about the antibiotics that no longer work, right? We've been busting on that for a long time.
Yeah.
But the question is, what do we do? If we catch you, you're going to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's busting? It's U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't want to put the hurt on you.
Wouldn't you love it if the entire Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, at least the higher ups, went to jail and had to marry a smelly man? The CDC is busted again. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And this is related to vaccines. Now, there's a lot we can bust the CDC on in vaccine land, including the flu shot. But in this particular case, it relates to the polio vaccine. Because for a lot of years, you could go up there and find a fact page on the CDC's own website, which they claim that they're the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But here we call them by their real name, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. They evidently abruptly deleted a fact page on their website linking cancer with this so-called simian virus 40, SV40, found in the polio vaccines. And they just suddenly said, I don't think we want that being read, because now everybody with the new media is pointing this out and copying and pasting and going, hey, they're busted. So they removed it. How do you like that? But this is the transparency of now Obama's CDC. Don't tell me this is Bush's CDC. It was bad enough then, but they're continuing with obfuscation and non-transparency. It would be transparency is the new opaque. They like that. They're busted. All right. You've got nothing to say.
All right. I mean, it's plain and simple. I mean, listen, I mean, we could probably bust the CDC on a weekly basis, couldn't we?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I showed everybody at the cancer conference this past weekend was Liam Sheff's poster on the polio vaccine, because it is still claimed to be, oh, my gosh, if it weren't for the polio, everybody would be having polio. Everybody would be paralyzed. And the increase, if you will, in this paralytic ailment, disease, or manifestation very cleanly mirrored the increased use of pesticides like DDT or copper arsenate. And we can look at other environmental aspects of it. And another inconvenient fact for the vaccinologist when it relates to polio's supposed eradication by vaccine ignores the fact that the vaccine in vaccinated populations that where we saw the increase, the resurgence. And that is not something the CDC wants to acknowledge or admit, because this is one of the most overpowering hypnotic themes of the 20th century, that vaccines eradicated the disease that they were indicated for. And in fact, we see that in reality over the course of the 20th century, improvements in sanitation and hygiene, basic concepts of nutrition were much more important in reversing. And this also comes back to the we medicine versus me medicine.
Right.
But here's where the we medicine is appropriate. When I talk about sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, but it's not actually medicine. It's talking about restoring integrity to the terrain, the environment, or the milieu. And by the way, what's the percentage of folks that actually get paralyzed when confronted with this so-called polio virus? And you can read about it in Liam's book, Official Stories. He talks about a whole chapter on this stuff with vaccines. And it's like polio causes paralysis in, well, less than 0.2% or something ridiculous. Like it causes paralysis in like, well, not 99.9 or 99.8, something like, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right, right.
But this is not the story that can be spoken of out loud because you're shouted down. You're accused of being someone who is a disease monger because you are not for these public health initiatives that actually eradicate disease. Well, look at the issue of toxicological warfare on the people with these pesticides. You cannot tell me that you can put copper arsenate in on the apple of a child and have that apple be eaten, consumed regularly, and then throw in the actual refined sugars that were being used at the time, then throw in the chlorine-based chemicals in the pools in the summer, the extra ice cream that was consumed, the soft drinks and sodas, and the more pesticides, and go, gee, that has nothing to do with the paralysis that happened, except in, 99.9% of the people that were claimed to have gotten polio.
Yeah, and I mean, and what about the, you know, we covered not too terribly long ago where they were bringing up the topic of the fire retardants that are in everything, whether mm-hmm. it's the clothes or the furniture or whatever, you know, they're finding this. And every once in a while they come out with one of these stories where they're finding this stuff in the breast milk. I mean, obviously it just makes sense that that's going to happen, right?
But well, we that is where it's going.
Yeah, we're surrounded by chemicals in everything that we have contact with on a daily basis.
But if, Super Don, the chemical companies were held to account for their poisoning of the population, then these multinational corporations that run roughshod over national sovereignty, like Big Pharma, like the Monsantos of the world, and the biotech industry could not exist. And this is where my friends on the liberal left, and I love you, I do, are unfortunately tunnel visioned on this. Because I am not advocating for this so-called, they say, it's a Wild West, right, where everything goes. Well, listen, everything is going right now, and it's going to you-know-what. Based on government intervention, based on these multinational corporations gaining control of the regulatory complex and gaming the system so that they're absolved of any liability. Case in point, the vaccine industrial complex. How is it possible that you got an entire category of dangerous, toxic, deadly interventions rendered to a space or place where they can kill you and you have no recourse except to beg the government to please help me, and that is funded by taxpayers who buy these vaccines en masse through government programs to fund the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the Kangaroo Unconstitutional Vaccine Court. Again, Constitution Day, whoop-de-frickin-do. There ain't no Constitution happening anymore because they violated it with every act and edict. Just there, you can look at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program for, case in point number one, at least of many millions, perhaps.
Yeah, and well, so that's just one example. Yeah, one of many.
Yeah, and this is where we look at this Constitution and say we no longer have one that's in force, that's in effect. Now, I love what the 10th Amendment Center is doing, Michael Bolton and the gang, because they are now saying, screw you, feds. We're going back to the state level and the local level to correct the wrongs that cannot be corrected in the place that they were violated at the federal level, with the CDC, for instance. Decommission the CDC. Their funding is dependent upon your fear of disease. And when I say disease, it's different than what they think. But the fear we should have that's appropriate is toxicological assault that gives rise to microbiological life forms that we call pathogenic. And so you have a healthy gut, and we started today talking about this, didn't we? The balance of the flora in the gut. How when we have that, we're teeming with more bacteria than we have human cells in our body. At that point, we have a resilience, we have a defense mechanism. The very microbes defend us from these so-called microbes that are only present in areas or arenas where the terrain has been corrupted. The body has become deficient. And by the way, when we talk about the shooters of any of these things, including at the Naval Shipyard yesterday, We talk about a terrain, a neurological terrain, corrupted by heavy metals, by fluoride, corrupted by a lack of essential fatty acids, omega-3, DHA, EPA. We talk about a real corruption via the very drugs, Prozac being a fluoride-based medicine. Add that to the water supply, add that to the toothpaste that they probably use with fluoride, and you've got an absolute disaster created by the multinational chemical industry that said we'll have better lives if you just leave us alone and let us produce these synthetic compounds that never before existed on planet Earth in recorded history. And it's an absolute disaster. So what do we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? We teach you how to remove the toxins and restore integrity to the terrain. And we've got a lot of obstacles to overcome. But you keep listening. You tell your friends. This is the place for health freedom and healing liberty. We're going to be back to wrap up the show with some good news. You want to have a drink on me? It's going to be non-alcoholic, and it's going to be very building. But stand by for it after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Again, for that surprise visit from the Health Ranger, Mike Adams at Natural News. Get your news there. Of course, we're heard through naturalnewsradio.com each and every day. Archives available as well there as through GCN, GCNlive.com, and affiliates around the world. And, of course, reheard across the English-speaking continent. If it's a continent, it's England. They're heard in Europe, too. What the heck? And Australia. Yeah. And the penal colony of Australia. And, of course, if you're thirsty, you'll like this. There's some good news out there. In fact, you know, we cover a lot of things. You go, dude, can we just have a little happy time? Can we have a happy moment? Moo. And this is not about herd immunity, but it does relate to cows. Arkansas. I think that's where our good friend Chris Barr hails there. Arkansas legalized the sale of raw milk directly from farms.
Right?
Hallelujah. Yeah, Arkansas.
Yeah. We've been talking raw milk for a long time. And, you know, it's crazy how, you know, there's so much effort put into not allowing people the opportunity to decide what they want to drink.
Yes, you peons, you don't know what's good for you or what's bad. Just take our drugs and shut up and don't drink any raw milk. Yeah, well, listen. Raw milk is a building food. If you pasteurize it, it's not appropriate for consumption, in my humble opinion. And the science is there to support that as well. But it says in this article, and there is a Natural News article here, it says, residents living in the natural state will now be able to purchase raw milk directly from the farms where it's produced. I don't like the term resident. It's a term of art. It's a legal term. I'm a stickler for this stuff. You know that, Super Don.
Yes.
If you're a resident, you're a corporation. You're an artificial creation of the state. I'm sorry, that is the definition. Human beings, if you will, you have been given life by the grace of a God or creator, whatever you perceive it to be. When you take on corporate status, you become a resident, you are now subservient to a government gone mad or wild. I mean, that it would ever be allowed to ban the food of creation. Much less the plants of creation. And we've seen this time and time again, which is why people are learning, like the 10th Amendment says, if you're not, you know, if these powers haven't been strictly, specifically enumerated for you on the federal level, they belong to the states or the people respectively. And if you decide to put yourself under, you understand you stand under the law, which is not the law, it's the legal, let's say, machinations of an environment that, exists in equity. I know this gets some. It's pretty technical.
For the last segment of the hour. Here.
I'm sorry. Now that you're drinking raw milk, you can get there. You can be there.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine.
Now, concerns about raw milk. Make sure these cows are eating grass, the pasture. Of course, the background levels of radiation are going up. So take your selenium if you can find non-irradiated seaweed. Good luck. Also, selenium, extra selenium. There are different forms of iodine, nation iodines that you can help as well, but we've got to work these strategies together. We talk about it here. Also, got a great question. Silver, in fact, is something we talk about thematically for a lot of things, immune system, infectious control. I got a question on the website at robertscottbell.com. I just added it to the show notes because I forgot to put it in there earlier. And I think this one comes from Brian. He says, hello, I've been listening to your show for a long time now. And a few months ago, I found the Sovereign Silver at the local health food store. I've been using it with no problems at all. My sister is pregnant, and she wanted to use the first aid gel, and she was wondering if it is harmful in any way to use while people are pregnant. Thanks for your help, Brian. Well, Brian, it's absolutely some of the safest stuff you can imagine. And the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel has a homeopathic argentum metallicum in it as well. Completely non-toxic. And, in fact, when you're using Neosporin, that's the one I'm more worried about, petrochemical antibiotics during pregnancy.
Right.
Much less these other things for topical use to eradicate microbes that can also be harmful, benzyl alcohol, different things, triclosan or triclosan. So I would absolutely be in favor of utilizing it that way. We used it during my wife's pregnancy. So by all means, you've got an option for first aid topical care that is non-toxic and safe, and Superdon approves it as well.
I do. I've used that for a long time, and it's amazing stuff. And you know, like you said, you can take a bath in this stuff if you want to. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to cause any type of negative reaction.
No. And by the way, don't take a bath in it because you waste it. Just drink it.
It's expensive. Yeah, it'd be kind of expensive to take a bath in it.
We want efficiency of action, of course, efficiency of action. Oh, hats off to Israel. Evidently, they're pulling fluoride out of the water there. Why can't they do it everywhere else? I don't know. We're a little slow here in America. I know you're laughing at us right now. Mazel tov on the removal of fluoride in it. Is that really happening? We'll have to check that out. I've got family over there. Let's see. What else we got to wrap up on? Thanks again to John Rappaport for being here. Remember, sign up for email links, email address, because I'm going to send out a blast, which I rarely do, and I'm going to put the protocol, the Silver Aloe protocol, in it. So sign up today. I'm going to get it out within a day or two. All right? Super Don, thanks for making it sound so good. Nathan, thanks for being on the board today. And, of course, tomorrow, what is it? It's Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. I'm going to tell you how to see a Major League Baseball game for free. Parking, too. Is it a criminal act? We're going to find out from Ty tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Tell everybody it's true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Cobella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.